Unsere Empfehlung für deinen Podcast? Frisches Obst und knackiges Gemüse von Aldi. Immer günstig und natürlich mit dem Aldi-Tiefpreisversprechen. Zum Beispiel knackiges Gemüse, saftiges Obst, frische Backwaren. Kurz gesagt, mehr Frische für alle. Entdecke jetzt viele weitere Angebote zum Tiefpreis in deiner Aldi-Nord-Filiale. Und weiter geht's. Einfach lauschen und genießen. Aldi. Gutes für alle.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the show today, Josh's birthday cake, crappies, and sharks. All coming up in just a minute.
Game day energy starts before the first snap with Chumba Casino. Whether you're killing time before kickoff or celebrating a big touchdown, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of the game right to your browser. Spin the reels, play blackjack, instant scratch-style cards, and more. It's like having a full playbook of fun at your fingertips. Sign up in seconds and score a free welcome bonus. Plus, daily login bonuses each time you return. And here's the extra point. You don't need to make a purchase to get in on the action. So whether you're going for a Hail Mary or just looking for a solid drive of entertainment, Chumba Casino gives you a chance to score some serious prizes without leaving your home turf. It's your move. Start your streak at ChumbaCasino.com today. Sponsored by VGW Group. No purchase necessary. See terms at ChumbaCasino.com. Must be over 21 and present in a state where it's legal to play.
Wherever you go, whatever you do, always be a good sport. Christy.
Well, with some reluctance, the Vatican is cashing in on the 1-900 numbers.
Oh, Lord.
Now there are actually
no, this isn't
number...
really a true story,
yes,
is it?
This is a true story.
Where did you find it?
Is this off the
wall? Wait a second. What kind of pervert wants to call the Pope?
Pope confession.
Hi, what are you wearing?
What hat do you have on? What?
Oh, that's a robe. Oh, yes, yes.
Yes, there is actually a number you can call to reach special messages from Pope John Paul II. And I just happened to have the
okay,
number
well,
here,
here,
and I think we should dial
line.
It.
Okay.
Here.
There we go. It's on the air. Calm down, all right?
Okay, okay. Here we
this
go.
This is Dial a Pope.
Dial a Pope, yep.
Hey, have you seen that Brooke Shields that she wanted?
Wait a minute.
You dial a Hope.
Hang up. Dial it again.
Hang
Come
up.
On.
I got the line
Come
two
on,
going here.
Go.
This should be it.
Hello, is Jim there?
Jim.
Oh, wait, did you guys call me?
Yes.
Who's
yeah,
this?
Who
is this? Is this the Pope?
This is Dwayne.
Oh, this must be Dial-A-Dope.
You're being charged $1.45. Take these in, man.
Okay, great. Perfect.
Thank you.
Let me try it again.
Gosh, let's find one
just
more time.
Give
here.
Me.
Will you hit the right number, please?
How you do anything right?
I want, this is it. Hello?
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 Hello? Is this Dial-A-Pope?
No, this is Dial-A-Man eating a cantaloupe. Don't hang up. I don't give him any calls.
Now, some more Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's called a diaper cake.
Oh, yes.
A
when you make
cake.
A, you take a bunch of diapers and they into the shape of a cake.
Oh, for a baby shower.
Is that a sheet cake?
This is a thing?
yes, for baby showers.
Is it? The sniper.
Yes.
It's actually a giant tiered stack of diapers, and the world's largest diaper cake has been unveiled in Kansas City, Missouri.
Exactly what I said.
Yep. Just over.
Right.
How do you know this?
Because it's at baby showers all the time.
Have you never been to a baby shower?
Of course not. I just make the babies. I don't shower them. Tom is once again flabbergasted and amazed that we know words and have a have a live
outside of
it's a part of the decor.
I have never heard of a diaper cake.
And Pat, what kind of cake is it?
It's a sheet cake.
Okay, so that's with used diapers. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, and then you get to take all the diapers home because obviously that's one of the things you really need.
Do they do this just for babies or do they do this when you enter the old folks home?
Oh, Tom.
Well, Clarence.
Depends.
There you go.
He's on fire, guys.
Let me ask you a question, Tom.
And, of course, the sheet cake is yellow with brown icing.
The way that I figure it, Tom and I are going to be in a home together. That's the way I see it.
Oh, gosh.
Let's say our attendant, Norm and Ron, they can't get to us in time. Would you change my diaper, and would you let me change your diaper?
Yeah, but when I'm changing your diaper, I'd be standing on the hose with my foot cutting off the supply.
Dom, you're my hose.
Oh, look.
He wants some room by himself.
I'm rooming alone.
Oh, boy.
That would be something, wouldn't it?
Oh, my God.
It'd be just like the show, only we wouldn't be broadcasting.
Oh, I would be.
All the attendants. Yeah, you would be.
I'd be pretending I was.
And all the attendants would come around. Hey, Tom and Chick are on. Come on, let's go. 87,000 diapers were assembled into the shape of a giant cake by more than 650 volunteers in 4 hours.
Tom, are these new diapers?
Previous record.
Yeah.
Come on.
The old record, 50,112 diapers. New record, 87,000 diapers.
Wow. Oh, they slaughtered.
Now, if you're using used diapers, it'd probably be a lot easier.
What?
Well, it would act like...
They have some heft and...
Yeah.
It would act like mortar as well.
Yeah. Right.
Oh, gross.
The original brick S house.
Does she have a nice personality? No, but she's built like a burnt. Thrivent Financial teamed up with the charity Happy Bottoms.
Yes. Happy Bottoms?
To break the record.
That's Neil sweet. Patrick Harris is one of those.
A happy bottom?
We'd like to apologize to anyone who offended, which probably is pretty much everybody.
Harvey Fierstein's a happy bottom or an aggressive
I think he
top.
Is a bottom.
He's a hairy
happy
bottom.
Top? I think hairy top?
He's a bottom. I mean, he's also large.
Oh, happy top. You'll always be my sweet home to me.
Happy top.
Good old happy top. They're trying to tackle diaper insecurity by donating all the diapers used to the successful attempt to families in need.
Oh, well, that's nice.
That is nice.
Diaper insecurity is a major problem. Recent studies reveal that 50% of families with young children can't afford enough diapers to keep their child clean, dry, and healthy.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, that's a wonderful charity.
Is this true?
Yeah. Yes.
Aww. Wonderful charity.
Now, I understand we have a special song, a tribute to...
Of course we do, yeah.
A
birthday
tribute
song?
To my buddy, yeah.
Josh. Coming up, but right now I think it's only appropriate that we have a cake.
That's right.
We like to. That's the kind of the tradition around here. Occasionally,
everybody, all the coworkers we like and adore and treasure get birthday cakes for their for their birthday.
Here it comes.
Here it comes now.
Miss Jess Hooker has the beautiful cake.
Oh, nice! It's white with white icing. My favorite.
Happy birthday!
Oh, we don't have to.
Wait a minute. She's gonna
Happy birthday.
What? She's got the one candle that won't light. Okay. There we go. Now we got it.
And apologies to all the listeners who don't care for me, but this is going to be... you're going to have to deal
who
with a couple...
Who doesn't care for you? Everyone
oh, they're out there.
You.
That's all right. I'm not for everyone.
No, you're not.
You.
There we go. Oh, how lovely. Jess, thank you so much. Boy, this cake's getting heavier with all these candles. Time do be a ticking.
Call the
You're
fire
to make
department.
A
hope you brought your dental records.
These are really sparking.
Yeah, they're really
sparking.
Yeah, be careful.
Are they trick candles?
This was said just before the place went up in flames.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll make a wish.
Blow it. Blow it, baby. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
There's still three lit. Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. He's passing out.
There we go.
All right.
There you go.
Those were not easy. Those really were not easy.
Now, Pat, you have a song.
By the way, I have COVID. Sorry.
I know a man, Josh Arnold. He tells jokes for you. Loves movies and plays.
I do.
Gets teased for liking porn and pizza pies.
Leave yourself alone.
Taking off extra days. He likes to go fishing and vacations alone. Reads books, not phones.
That's right.
Mr. Josh Arnold, everybody sing.
Mr. Josh Arnold.
One time. Mr. Josh Arnold. It's his birthday today. Oh, you know it is. I met him on a show on radio, it was. Bob and Tom.
Bob and
Silver
Tom.
Chin, a flannel shirt, and fork in hand.
Fork in hand.
Fork in hand.
A blistered palm.
Oh. Blistered palm.
Oh, sure.
Masturbation.
He has no wife.
No wife.
Likes a single life.
Well, I don't know about that either.
And pleasuring himself.
Again with the masturbation.
But when it comes to making love, Josh says he is thorough and generous. His junk is plucked, his ass is shaved, his sack is waxed.
Wow.
He's adventurous. He likes to sample the goodies. Oh, that sweet, sweet putty. As our Josh would say. We're all gonna sing now. Mr. Josh Arnold. Mr. Josh Arnold.
One more time.
Mr. Josh Arnold. Happy birthday today.
Oh my gosh, thank you. I could ask for no better gift. And remember, I would rather be here with all of you than with the finest people in the world.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
Time now to, we'll cut the cake in a moment, but first we return to the sports page. Are you kidding?
Cut the cake. Just a little piece. Let me lick the cream.
Oh.
Cut the cake.
What's that from?
That's a
cut
song.
The cake.
Cut
your
the
average
cake.
White
your average white band?
West Virginia fisherman just broke a fish record in West Virginia. Jerry Porter of Hearts, West Virginia, caught a black crappie while fishing at East Lynn Lake in Wayne County. He reeled in a 17.7-inch fish that weighed 3.6 pounds. The fish was caught on a minnow-tipped jig on a 6-pound test line. The previous black crappie state record, 3.15 pounds.
Wow. Ooh.
It's almost 30% larger than the previous record, huh? For this big,
it's a big crappie.
And now he can't go back to fishing for regular crappie.
Big piece of crappie.
Speaking of big crappie.
He's all stretched out now.
Oh.
Stupid world.
There he is. Look at that.
Wow.
It's a good looking fish.
Yeah, look at that. Is. Oh, which one's the fish? Thank you. Thank you very much.
That was a crappie or crappie?
It's crappie. Crappie.
It's a crappie.
Oh. That is a big fish.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Or a crappie. Yeah.
Some folks call that a sunfish, I guess.
Yeah.
No.
I've never heard crappie referred to as sunfish.
I thought that sunfish was a different
bluegill.
It is.
Some
different.
People call it a sunfish.
They're wrong.
They're wrong. There is a sunfish.
I don't know.
Are you trying to tell me I'm wrong?
Yes.
Are you trying to tell me that I'm just blurting stuff out?
Yes.
Instead of checking facts? An endurance swimmer is attempting the first ever swim around James Taylor's residence.
Oh, there you go.
In Martha's Vineyard. It's a tribute to
James Taylor?
No, not James Taylor. The 50th anniversary of the movie Jaws.
Oh.
50 years, kids.
Did they film there? Is that what?
Taylor's house?
Did that act as Amity Island?
Yes.
Ah.
And they also, Robert Shaw had a home there during filming.
Ah, yes.
And he and Richard Dreyfuss lived together.
And made love every night.
And made love every night.
We're gonna need a bigger. They hated each other.
We're gonna need a bigger bed.
Oh,
the sniper again,
Mr. Hooper.
Mr. Lewis. Now, some people say Pugh, P-U-G-H, but I prefer Mr. Lewis Pugha.
Sure, the way
is swimming 62 miles around the island where Jaws was filmed in an effort to change public perception around sharks.
What are we going
to
do if he gets bitten?
This could go terribly wrong. I saw on the news the other. Did you see the news the other night? They showed this shot from above of this gigantic great white shark. It was the first time they've seen one, I guess, this time of year.
It's a shark's house. We all heard that. Yeah. We all know.
The 55-year-old Pugh said sharks were maligned by that movie, and they were cast as villains and cold-blooded killers.
Yes.
That's would be terrible.
Only because they're cold-blooded killers.
When is he doing this?
He began his endeavor just after the New England Aquarium confirmed the
confirmed the first white shark sighting of the season earlier this week off the coast of Nantucket.
Mm.
And now, here's Pat Godwin.
With a little
rhyme about Nantucket.
Once was a guy from Nantucket.
That water's going to still be pretty cold.
Yeah, for sure.
The 62-mile journey will take approximately 12 days.
Whoa.
With Mr. Pugh spending the rest of the time trying to get his breath and educating the public about sharks.
So is he getting important. In and out of the water?
Anybody know?
Yeah.
Oh, well, so he's not swimming 62 miles straight.
Christy's not having it, Tom.
He's going to go swim part of it.
Come on, she said.
I guess they'll throw a buoy down on him. They're going to mark it. And he goes back the next day.
Stupid.
I like it. I don't like James Taylor's
house.
Well,
you're stupid.
So we'll see. But as you mentioned, if this did end badly, boy, that would be it. For
is James Taylor the only one that lives on the island?
Yep, that's him.
Because nobody wants to live next to him.
Why do you want to shut up
that caterwauling over there, Taylor?
James Taylor at one end and Carly Simon's on the other.
We get it. You're a pussy.
They did not get along.
I highly recommend his
Shark
Break Shot is a great thing he wrote.
Can't wait to never listen.
It's okay. Well, I'm sure I don't know who wrote it.
Far too literary.
And then I asked a woman if I could hold her hand. Great, James. My God. Man up, will you?
He's got a home.
Why don't you pick up a hammer once in your life?
You know, he's a Tar Heel.
I'm actually a big fan.
Carly Simon, and then she said to me,
Josh, put down the pizza. I want to hold your hand, for God's sake.
Put down the pizza, Josh.
Yeah.
Pay attention to me instead of to yourself.
You don't eat with your jack in hand.
Now it's called the jack in hand.
My jack in hand.
We should have gotten you a breakfast pizza.
Oh, you too.
at 2, Chris Day. Have we concluded our sportscast?
Yes, we have, and I am out of here.
Thank you very much.
No. You're welcome.
It's my understanding. Do we have a special guest joining us in a few minutes? Huh? Is that correct? Okay.
In a few minutes.
All right. Good. In the meantime, we will switch gears with Christy Lee.
Speaking of food, Kingsford and Miller Lite are bringing back beer-infused charcoal this season.
Beer-infused?
The brand said that after selling out in record time on the Miller Lite shop, both in 2022 and 2023, beer coal is back.
Huh.
It's returning to store shelves for just a limited time. According to a release, quote, beer coal is crafted by infusing the legendary performance of Kingsford original charcoal with real Miller Lite, delivering a bold, smoky taste to every bite.
A lot of great inventions are invented by mistake.
Absolutely.
So you think a drunk guy at the grill spilled his beer?
So spilled his beer in the grill? I have many questions.
It's available nationwide.
What's the point?
A different kind of flavor?
Gives you a different flavor.
Right.
A beer flavor.
So you cook your burgers in the Miller Lite?
Well, you got beer brats. Now you could have a beer burger. You have beer canned chicken.
Why?
You boil your brats in beer and then put them on the grill.
Oh, right?
I have a question. Why Miller Lite?
Why not?
Fewer calories in the charcoal?
It's the company that agreed to.
And maybe go with Miller High Life. I don't even know. Really splurge.
It tastes great.
Yeah, it tastes great.
It's less filling. Maybe they have the same parent company?
Maybe.
I mean, Miller and Miller Lite have the same.
Maybe they paid to sponsor.
I didn't realize beer infused charcoal had any effect on the flavor.
It's got to be subtle. There are a lot of flavored charcoals out there.
I could tell the difference between beer boiled brats and non beer boiled.
Okay. He's right. There are a lot of flavored charcoals out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just stick your head over the grill and huff it. Buzz?
All right.
Do they have a song about this?
Do they have like Chipotle charcoal or what are the other flavors? Mesquite?
Mesquite.
Mushroom and Swiss.
There's lime.
Cinnamon toast charcoal?
Cinnamon toast is the most popular.
That would be good, actually.
Cinnamon toast.
They're sweet and fruity, bold and smoky.
So it really does change the taste of your burgers.
Apparently.
Okay.
What do you want, Tom?
I want to know why they're doing it.
Because
you're not a beer guy. This isn't for you.
Yeah, if, I want to know why they're doing it, said the guy who doesn't understand how money works.
Jack Daniel's All Natural Whiskey Barrel.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bourbon barrel chicken? You've never had that either.
There's
do they have like Miller lighter fluid? Miller lighter fluid? That'd make more sense.
I love beer can chicken.
Basil, sage, and thyme.
Oh, wait a minute. You like the beer can chicken?
Love the beer can.
Have you ever done that, Christy?
No, I have never done a beer can chicken.
I like beer can chicken. Pasta with vodka sauce. I like a Jack Daniels rub on my ribs and a Marsala demi-glace. I like my brats cooked in beer and my Coca van with extra wine. Bananas Foster loaded with rum and I'm feeling fine. Some mornings are a little rough and I like to cut out the middle man. I'll have some beer can chicken. Hold a chicken. Hand me the can.
Oh, thank you very much, Pat.
Well, on a related note, Pabst Blue Ribbon and Yancey's Fancy teamed up to make PBR beer-flavored cheese.
Yancey's Fancy is cheese. All right.
Yep. Here's their press release. The cheese is a bold, flavorful cheddar that brings a unique spin to everything. Huh. From charcuterie platters to epic grilled cheeses, heartwarming mac and cheese, or just a midnight snack straight from the fridge. Pabst Blue Ribbon beer flavored cheese now rolling out in supermarkets nationwide.
I need my midnight cheese.
Beer cheese is very popular, right?
Yeah, but the Pabst Blue Ribbon cheese, it's better if you put a cigarette out in it.
Oh.
It gives it that Pabst Blue Ribbon authenticity.
I'm a big fan of PBR.
So you would you be more comfortable with it if it were Heineken or something?
No,
like
some
that?
Foo-foo
Kennedy
beer.
Drank it.
IPA.
Kennedy.
I know. Old Milwaukee is teaming up with a dirty sock company, so you get that that great flavor
again. Tom, not the biggest fan of any beer.
No. And so much for the Old Milwaukee Sports Desk.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Mit der ING läuft's einfach. Banking, das nebenbei passiert, kein Stress, kein Drama. In der ING-App regelst du deine Karten selbst. Wunschpin, Limits setzen, sperren mit einem Klick, alles direkt von dir gesteuert. Die ING macht Banking easy. Für dich. Für dein Leben. Do your thing.